Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Defending our fundamental right to vote should not be a partisan issue.
The Senate is planning a procedural vote this week on the Freedom to Vote Act. It allows more voting by mail, creates automatic registration, expands early voting, and makes Election Day a federal holiday. California Democrat Alex Padilla says it's a successor to the For the People Act, which Republicans filibustered twice.
Our Republican colleagues' deeds don't match their words. They'll say publicly that they support voting rights, but their actions show something different.
At least 10 Republican votes are needed for the bill to advance. With just 2 weeks until a self-imposed deadline, Democrats are pulling out the stops to pass President Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan. The package was projected to cost $3.5 trillion, but has been trimmed after pushback from Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. Pramila Jayapal of Washington State is chair of the House Progressive Caucus.
In both the Senate and the House, we are united in our insistence that these priorities, climate action, the care economy, housing, roadmap to citizenship, expanded healthcare, and tax fairness, are included and funded in the final bill.
Wyoming Republican Senator Cynthia Lummis says spending's out of control and calls the package irresponsible.
We won't address the real problems in this country that led us to be $28 trillion plus in debt and now asking to get further in debt. I'm horrified.
A new Vox poll confirms that 2/3 of voters support the plan and 71% favor raising taxes on the top 2% to pay for it. In spite of White House efforts, supply chain disruptions could extend into next year. That was the message of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on the Sunday news shows. With some store shelves empty, retailers are warning there are products that may not be available for the holidays. Spencer Armstrong has worked for food company Tyson for 25 years. He says he's never seen anything like it.
What we're seeing right now over time is that reaction to everything that happened in the pandemic. So, you know, we all know why we're here. I mean, labor shortages, all the ports are backed up, can't get product off those.
Last week, the Biden administration pushed West Coast ports to operate 24/7. Hundreds of grieving families were at the U.S. Capitol Saturday for the annual Peace Officers Memorial Service. President Joe Biden paid tribute to the 500 who died in the line of duty over the last 2 years. And he specifically honored the police who defended the Capitol building during the January 6 riot.
Because of you, democracy survived.
Biden also spoke against the Defund the Police movement and promised more resources for law enforcement. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support accuracy and transparency online at publicnewsservice.org.